My name is Eileen Miller, and I'm a ninth grader at Bainbridge High School. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Earth Fighter, in which a space soldier uses the escape of another drone to desert his ship. Deserting wasn't something he had considered before, but as if he had always had the plan prepared, he knew exactly what to do. The shuttle bay was his responsibility to monitor after lunch, and the shuttles in there were always charged and ready to launch. He had never been inside one of them, but he was confident they wouldn't be any harder than the ships he was used to flying. The hallway outside the canteen had low ceilings and cold metallic walls. James spotted a pack of drones up ahead, marching towards him in their eerie, synchronized way. The drones were vaguely humanoid, beige and exact replicas of each other with expressionless faces. He was surprised at how quick they had gotten here, since the canteen and the drone's holding bay were at opposite ends of the ship. Hopefully their search for the renegade drone would leave them distracted from him. He hurried down the opposite direction, wondering if he really was about to be free. Questions he had failed to consider earlier started popping up in his mind. Where would he go? Where was he from? Could he return to his family? Was there a family out there, somewhere, missing him? He could no longer hear the march of the drones behind him. They must have turned down another hallway. He turned left, down another hallway, which, instead of feeling like another enclosed metal box, had a glass, dome-like ceiling going down the entire hallway, giving him a view of the stars above. He could almost see his reflection in the window, but it was too murky, and all his features meshed together into a beige blur. What did he look like? James stopped suddenly, frozen with panic. How could he not remember what he looked like? He tried to remember the last time he had seen his reflection, but the memory failed to appear. How could he have forgotten where he came from, too? And his family? Did he even know his own name? James. But James what? The thump of the drone's feet started to get louder again. James calmed himself. Whatever was happening to him now was due to stress. This existential crisis could be dealt with later. He hurried down the hallway back to another metal-walled hall, feeling slightly claustrophobic, but comforted at the thought that he would soon be free and flying away. The shuttle bay was down the next hallway. If there was something he hadn't forgotten, it was how to navigate himself around this ship. He got to the end of the hallway and punched in the key code. The door to the shuttle bay slid open. He ducked in and spotted his getaway vehicle at the end of the bay. He was so close to freedom. A hard, rubbery hand clasped itself over his mouth, and another on the back of his neck. The shuttle bay tipped towards the ceiling, and the floor flew towards his face as everything went black. Impressive. You took some liberties with the subject's route to the shuttle bay, and a lack of personal history nearly crashed the system. But impressive nonetheless. We got some very interesting readings from it, and I assure you, we gained a lot of valuable information from this experiment.